This is Iru Ekwunobi for the Waveform Radio Art Archive. In As Seen on TV, audio producer and sonic storyteller Misty Avenger imagines a Build-A-Dad workshop, a kind of choose-your-own-adventure radio piece that accompanies the artist's inner monologue as they flip through a catalog of television dads. Through a game show medium, our host both grieves and offers a reflection on fractured relationships with parental figures, all the while transmitting the whimsical places imagination can take us through the radio. This is As Seen on TV.
Growing up, I honestly didn't think having a dad was anywhere near necessary. My mom provided everything I could need from a parent, and the thought of who or what my dad could bring to the table was something I could leave to my imagination.
Here at Build-A-Dad Workshop, we'll help you find the perfect dad. No more broken promises or having to shrug your shoulders when others ask where he is. Please press 1 if you're looking for a temporary dad who can act as a representative for a school or work-related issue. Press 2 if you're looking for a semi-frequent dad who can have up to 3-word conversations with. Press 3 if you're looking for an omniscient dad, one who will call asking if you've gotten an oil change yet. Press 4.
Three?
Please hold while we connect you with a representative.
Build a dad workshop, build a dad workshop. Maybe he's a deadbeat or gone to the store for some milk.
Jesus,
build a dad workshop is here.
It's kind of on the nose, my God.
Build a dad workshop, build a dad workshop. Maybe he's a deadbeat
or
gone to the store for some milk. Build a dad workshop is here to help.
Jeez, how many times is this gonna...
Hi, welcome to Build a Dad Workshop. Has your father up and left the family, leaving behind a struggling single mother and children with abandonment issues?
Yeah,
have you found yourself attempting to fill
me.
The empty void with a cycle of men who never treat you right?
Is that a trait?
The target of stereotypes, and growing up, her jokes made at your expense over your father's mistakes. Then boy, is Build a Dad Workshop for you. Choose from our global and renowned selection of dads to replace the sperm bank you call your father.
Cute jingle. Could you maybe explain what kind of dads you have to offer? Like, are there genres or...
Yes. Why, of course. All our dads are as seen on TV. We have funny ethnic dad. Aloof white dad.
Act like a parent. Talk like a peer. I call it parenting. I learned it from my own dad, who used to walk into my room and say, "What's up, sweat hog?"
Hardworking and cheap black dad.
What are the chances that the IRS would demand a refund on a tax refund?
Bigoted and disrespectful, but somehow relatable dad.
This is why I had children, so one day I wouldn't have to be around them.
Unrealistic, homoerotic, gentle dad.
I have an H and a G, and all it's missing is you. H-U-G. Hug!
And so many more.
Wow. Okay, so many dads. More than I've got. Right, so can I test them out, maybe? Have a conversation with them?
Why, yes. Sign up right now, and you might win a chance to appear on our game show, Who's Yo Daddy?
Oh, okay. Fuck it. Sure, why not? Sign me up. Okay, as you can see, clearly my imagination is vivid. If I'm being totally honest here, I didn't really think about replacing my biological father with a fake TV dad until I entered my 20s, but that's because I didn't start to miss him until I became an adult. When you're a kid, there's so much you don't notice. I played and cried without ever realizing he wasn't in a single family photo.
Welcome back to Who's Yo Daddy? I'm your host, and tonight we have a very lucky lady here with us today.
Hi. Hi, I'm Misty. Misty, everyone! Misty, if you could be so kind, tell us what brings you here tonight?
Well, without getting too personal, I'm 21 and have been without a dad since I was 4. And I think I'm finally ready for a new dad.
Ha! What a very impersonal answer to what will be a very personal and vulnerable night. Can you tell she has an avoidant attachment style?
Wait, hold on.
Tonight, we've got 3 TV dads handpicked for Misty to choose from based on how she answered her pseudoscience personality MBTI BuzzFeed horoscope quiz. To begin, please bring out dad number one. Dad number one, Misty wants to know, when she was a kid, time out was her discipline. How would you punish Misty if she were ever in trouble?
That's 49 cents of spilt milk dripping all over my table. Somebody gonna drink this milk.
Okay, that doesn't really answer the question. That was oddly specific. Like, are you saying if I spilled something, you'd make me drink it?
How about we turn the question over to dad number two? Dad number two, how would you feel if Misty turned out to be gay?
Wait, that was not the question.
Am I a lucky guy or what? It's better.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I like that. Thank you, Dad.
It turns out that being gay is not a choice. You know what is a choice? Being a Democrat. Democrats weren't born Democrats. They chose to be Democrats. I'm not telling you to stop hating. I just want you to hate where hate deserves. Hating gays is hate we could be using on the Democrats!
Okay. I'm not sure I really understand what's going on here.
Sounds like dad number three wants to toss his hat in the ring. Say, dad number three, what do you think is an appropriate topic to loudly talk about at a restaurant? A. Immigration. B. Women's suffrage. Or C. The stolen 2020 election.
Okay, that is not a good question. Can we move on?
Sure. Say, dad number three, Misty got her cartilage pierced 3 years ago without her mom's consent. How would you feel if you saw it?
It's a gateway piercing. Next thing you know, you'll have a bone through your lip like one of those rainforest people that Sting is always whining about.
That has to be racist. Somehow, you can't just say that. No, don't laugh. That's not funny.
Love you, Nicholas. Love you.
Nicholas? Who is Nicholas? My name is Misty. M-I-S-T-Y. Misty. What is going on?
It turns out that being gay is not a choice. You know what is a choice? Being a Democrat.
What are the chances that the IRS would demand a refund on a tax refund?
This is why I had children. So one day I wouldn't have to be around.
Am I on the phone?
What's going on? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Misty.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm a little stressed. It's the end of my semester, so I have a lot of exams going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just found your call. I just saw it now. I was changing my phone during that time. So I went to go and pick it up, and I saw your missed call. I said, oh, I didn't know you called me. Let me call you back.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice too, you know? So... So don't let me hold you. So you go for the class, then we'll talk this coming weekend, all right?
All right.
Okay. Love you.
I love
you.
Take care. Okay. Bye. He actually fucking called.